What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
The truth is that women represent only 3% of all the venture capital funding given in any given year. If you're a woman of color, that drops to 0.3%. Only 0.3% of venture capital funding is awarded to women of color.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. We are in season 10, and we're going to talk about wealth management. Today, we have an amazing guest with us. Her name is Linda Fisk. How are you?
Oh, Brianna, it is such a pleasure to be on your platform. You have had some of the most stunning guests, and I think the conversations that you have crafted on your program are just incredibly power-packed. I don't know how you get to all of the different nuggets of gold you do, but you are quite the host. So I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'm excited to tap into your amazing brain today. So as you ladies and gents know, we do not have interviews. We have genuine conversations. So we're going to start off with you, an icebreaker. Your icebreaker today is, what's one daily habit that helps you feel grounded and focused?
So for me, I would say I start every single morning in prayer, and that sets the intention for the day. And for me, it helps me stay focused on what really matters. There may be a really power-packed day full of meetings and introductions and interviews and all kinds of things, but if I stay grounded in the Word and grounded in my intention for the day, which is to ensure that I am meeting every single person with the most honorable of intentions, that I am doing my very, very best to offer the gifts and talents that God has given me, that I have absolutely the best intention for everyone's outcome through every meeting and every interaction for that day, that keeps me focused on what matters, not the outcome, but the intention moving into the day.
Beautiful. Alrighty, so we're going to go ahead and get into our genuine conversation. So how we usually start is, who is the guest? So for you, who is Linda Fisk?
Well, I think I am lucky enough to be able to say that I serve as the chairwoman of an organization called Leadership Global. And my responsibility in Leadership Global is to help inspire, uplift, and connect women in leadership all over the world. And I have the privilege of helping them get access to the tools, to the resources, to the connections, the introductions, the experiences that they need in order to accelerate their success. So in my life right now, I say who I am is, I am an encourager, I'm an uplifter, I'm a connector, I am someone who serves as mentor and coach, but more than that, I am a community creator for some of the most talented, gifted, and influential women on the planet.
Yes, and definitely, I have been in your circle around these amazing women and community. And so me making that step to make myself more available to, of course, be around people that encourage me to want to do better, I do think that it's a mindset shift that you have to take. And I feel even with us having conversations, there was something that we had to fill out to say, you know, where we are and where we need to be. And you definitely helped us pull those things together so it can make sense as like a mindset. And so for you, when you're talking to these leaders, when you're talking to these amazing women so they can get to where they need to be, what does those conversations look like?
I love that. Thank you for asking that, Brianna. You know, I think of Leadership Global as a place where women of extraordinary accomplishment come together for growth that really transcends titles. It's not about the title you carry. It's about joining a private, curated community that's committed to purpose, profit, but really personal legacy. So Leadership Global isn't just another network. It's a trusted circle of women leaders. These are founders. These are executives. These are entrepreneurs and visionaries who believe that success is more than just status. And leadership is about impact. So here you find the kind of high caliber conversations, relationships, and insights that you need in order to elevate every single dimension of your leadership journey. And we start with how every single woman defines success, because everyone defines success differently. And what we try to do is really dig into what the meaning of success is, what the dimensions of success are, and really how they want that definition of success to be manifest in every single dimension of their business and their personal life. So unlike larger mass market communities, we are intentionally designed to foster deep, trusted relationships with, again, a really highly curated circle of accomplished women that serve as advisors, coaches, and peers to each other. So it's really peer-to-peer advisory network. Now, listen, we don't believe in waiting lists, closed doors, narrow definitions of success. We're not exclusive in that way. Our members reflect diverse industries, backgrounds, stages of leadership, from corporate executives to entrepreneurs to board members, nonprofit founders. But what we do believe is that every single woman needs to first define what success looks like to her, and then be very honest about the resources, the tools, the connections, the support, the help, the assistance that she needs in order to take the next step in her career. And then every single member receives customized support that's aligned with her definition of success, really her vision. It's executive coaching, it's confidential advisory groups, it's targeted introductions. It could be board preparation or maybe just the amplification of someone's personal brand. But whatever it is that they need to be very honest and transparent about the support that they're looking for so that we can step in and connect them to the resources or the tools or the people that they need to take that next step.
Beautiful. So I want to peel back the onion a little bit in regards to sitting down with yourself, because as we know, in COVID, people didn't know how to sit down with themselves. They were always out and about being with family, being with friends, being in the community, but did not know how to actually sit with themselves. So when we're actually sitting with ourselves as leaders, as executives, what are some questions that we can ask ourselves to get that framework and that mindset of growth? What does success look like for us? But to get that image started in our mind, what are some questions we can start asking ourselves?
Yeah, we talk about the different definitions of success. And really, you could, in this conversation, equate success to abundance. And abundance can mean different things to different people. So it's important that you have a clear understanding of what abundance means to you. So I'd say one of the very first questions that you could ask yourself is, what does an abundant life look like for me? Is abundance around finance, love, health, happiness, or something else? I think the very first question is to write down your own definition of abundance and what that might look like in your life. And I think that's really important. And then I would say it's important to also note, and you said this earlier, what your mindset is right now. And really, Brianna, you pointed to small changes in mindset can make big shifts in your life. And so I think it's important to define what we mean when we say mindset and then ask yourself the question, do I have an abundance mindset? So for me, a mindset is very simply just a way of thinking. It's a lens that allows you to see what you want in this world. So it's different from a belief or a value. A mindset is something that's actually fairly easy to change with awareness, with practice, and with determination. But it's the general perspective that you have on life and how you react to various situations. And so in some ways, you could say that values are what unite us. Beliefs can actually divide us. And mindsets will determine if you live a fulfilling and abundant life. So again, feeding the right mindset will be essential for you to create the life you want, the abundant life, however you define that. So the goal is to empower you to switch your mindset to one that will positively transform your life and attract abundance, attract wealth. And in my mind, one of the very first steps in that is to recognize, do I have an abundance mindset or do I have a scarcity mindset? Mm-hmm. Stephen Covey wrote about that in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And he said that most people have adopted either a scarcity mindset or an abundance mindset. And the scarcity mindset is more focused on what we don't have mm-hmm. and what our limitations might be. But an abundance mindset is about creating opportunities and believing that, listen, there is more than enough for everyone to benefit. And if you really believe that, then I would say you're well on your way to being able to adopt an abundance mindset. But a person with a scarcity mindset will be absorbed with what's missing. A scarcity mindset will focus on limitation. And honestly, it'll manifest obstacles that can limit your success. And when you limit yourself with your beliefs and your actions, that just means you're not open to receiving or even recognizing the abundance that surrounds you.
I absolutely love that because what I'm hearing is awareness, right? And so with that being stated, on the path of wealth, on the path of growth, on the path of just knowing your values and what you stand for as a leader in your community, let's just be honest. There are times where imposter syndrome might come into play. A little bit of fear may come into play. How do we keep the reminder of we know what path that we are on despite the pivots that may come along the way?
Ooh, such a great question, Brianna. Thank you for saying that. I think it's very much what you just mentioned, self-awareness. So I would challenge all of your listeners to think about their life. Which areas do they find themselves focusing on what they don't have? I'm not married yet and I want to be. I don't have a robust savings account. And I want that. I don't have a house yet and that's really what I want. So are you finding yourself focusing on what you don't have or are you focusing on the limitations that you think are a part of your life? I didn't graduate from an Ivy League school. I don't have connections in that industry, right? Those are limitations that you're placing on yourself. So which area of your life, is it love? Is it relationships, finances, work? Do you apply scarcity mindset, right? It's important to recognize that. Now, the other side is the abundance mindset. And with that mindset, we recognize that there is more than enough in this world for everyone to receive. And you begin to let go of negative feelings like jealousy, envy, pity. And, you know, you begin to take matters in your own hands. You move from being a victim in your life to a leader in your life. You don't focus on limitation or the things you don't have. But instead, you really focus on gratitude. You recognize the good things that are already present in your life, and you set your intention to experience more of what you want. So what I would challenge your listeners to think about is to think about what they currently have in their life. Make a list of the things, the situations, the people that make your life rich. What are you grateful for in your life? What do you appreciate about yourself? Now, listen, once you have that list, focus your attention on what you do have, not on what you don't have.
Absolutely. I absolutely love that. Okay, so now that we've gotten our mind right, now it's time for the execution piece. I know for me, last year when we first got connected, my main thing is that I definitely needed to be around people that were smarter than me, has been in the business longer than me, because at that point, I know that I will be stretched in ways that I haven't been stretched before. I will get questions that I never had answers to before. So now it's getting me to think a little deeper than what I did if I was doing it by myself, right? And so within that period that we know what we want to do, but the how, and now being able to get in front of coaches, how do we get our mindset right now to make this actionable? We're getting tips from you today. We're getting the resources. Now we need to put things into action.
Yeah, I love that. So you took a step and you just described it beautifully based on self-awareness. You said, wow, I am growing and scaling a very, very successful business. And I'm excited about what I'm doing, but I tend to be the smartest person in the room in most of the rooms I'm a part of. So I need to change the rooms that I'm a part of, right? And you very intentionally and purposefully sought out relationships with other business owners, business founders, entrepreneurs, visionaries who could provide to you a vision, a methodology, a process, a procedure that maybe sparked new ideas for you, maybe opened up additional doors, maybe opened up possibilities for you. So I would say that the very first step is to surround yourself with the people that are living the life that you're attracted to in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. I think that if you absolutely create a community around you that lifts you up, that cheers you on, that tells you the truth in love, that serves as a mentor, a guide, kind of a sponsor, a coach for you, you are going to find yourself not only able to benefit from their hard-won lessons and be able to prevent some of the missteps that maybe they made in their career, but it's also going to accelerate your timeline for whatever you decide success looks like for you. So in order to bring in more abundance in your life, you need to be open to receive. And that includes receiving help from others. Now, listen, if it's difficult for you to say yes to someone who offers you help, you're basically telling the universe that you're not deserving of receiving from others. And I will tell you that one of the best gifts that you can give and receive is to genuinely invest in the success of someone else. If you are the person that's investing your time, your resources, your money, your connections, your tools, well, there's no better way of feeling a level of gratitude than in giving. And if you're the person asking for support and help, for guidance and for instruction, then you are giving a blessing to the person that you're connected with who's offering that to you. You are blessing them and they are in turn blessing you. So I would just say that in my mind, being clear about what you need, asking for it, and surrounding yourself with people who are going to be deeply invested in your success is the absolute right first step.
Yes, indeed. All right. So we're going to go ahead and go to our next segment. And this is pretty much the highs and lows that, you know, we could tap into you a little bit more based on your own journey. And so for your highs, what are some methods or any testimonial case studies that you can share with us along your journey that you've actually supported a leader and you saw the outcome after they did what they were supposed to do based on your support?
My goodness, there's so many. And part of this is, again, it's less about me being extraordinary in any way, but it's about being able to serve as a super connector between women who really are living an abundant mindset. So there was a woman who was struggling. She had a nonprofit and she was struggling with being able to raise the funds necessary to be able to operate her nonprofit in the method that she wanted to serve as many people as possible with an incredible degree of excellence, right? Her nonprofit was all about serving women who were really going through a difficult time, struggling with issues of domestic violence and abuse. And she wanted to step into that gap and really provide to them the kind of support psychologically, physically, financially, emotionally that they needed to take that next step. But she found that raising funds for her nonprofit was extremely challenging. So I connected her to a nonprofit fundraiser specialist, a person who does nothing but raise funds for nonprofits. I connected her to a local government official who was responsible for programs targeting women and families. I connected her to a social fundraising group. So they are a sort of a social focused fundraising group who gives funds to those kinds of social impact organizations that are making a really big difference in the community. Well, I'm happy to say that inside those introductions, as well as several other resources and tools that we gave this particular person, inside 1 year, she had raised enough funds to be able to operate her business for the next 5 years. So inside 1 year, she was able to make the connections and, you know, get connected to the resources and tools to operate her nonprofit for the next 5 years. And really, that is abundance, right? So it's this idea of being clear about what you're trying to do. In her case, is being clear about her mission, her vision, her priority, and the people she wanted to serve, and being clear about where the gap was between her vision and mission and her ability to be able to activate against that. So we worked with her to give her access to the tools, the resources, and connections to fill that gap, to meet that gap in between. And it was incredibly successful. And this is about someone stepping up and saying, I need help. And this is where I am. This is where I want to be. Here's how I define abundance. And here's where I need support.
Absolutely. And I can say and agree with you that you are a connector. You have connected me with so many people, and I'm so thankful. So it's really good to hear that there are people that are willing to help. But like you mentioned, if you don't know your ask, how do you want people to show up for you? So I think that's a huge thing that people need to take away today, is just to really know what their ask is. So on the other side of the spectrum, let's talk about a low. And it doesn't have to be a low, just maybe a pivot that you can share with us within your journey where you either kind of questioned yourself, or like I mentioned, it was a pivot that you may have to change an idea or a method or two. And how did you get to the other side of it? Because you're still here today. You're successful. You're not only just, you know, flourishing within your own journey, but you're also helping other leaders.
So I would say that one of the reasons why I started Leadership Global, which is dedicated to accelerating the success of women, is because I experienced firsthand that women often face cultural, socioeconomic, and political barriers that men typically do not. And what I found is that, you know, women often are not given equal access to the privileges, the benefits, the opportunities that men take for granted. Now, I'm married to a man. I love men. Some of my most important mentors, coaches, sponsors have all been men. I am incredibly grateful for the men in my life who have, you know, helped mold me and coach me and teach me and train me. Very grateful. But the truth is that women represent only 3% of all the venture capital funding given in any given year. Women-owned, women-operated businesses receive less than 3% of venture capital funding that's given out in any given year. If you're a woman of color, that drops to 0.3%. Only 0.3% of venture capital funding is awarded to women of color. If you look at the boardroom, it's similar statistics. Women are a significant minority when it comes to boardroom directors, boardroom participants. The number of women versus men in a boardroom, any given boardroom, is a minority if they're represented at all. I could go on and on. That's true with funding for entrepreneurs, is true of board service, is true of C-suite positions in corporate America. And it's true on stages. Women only represent 3% of speakers that are paid for that speaking position on stages around the world. So think about that. Women only occupy a fraction of the public speaking roles. Same thing with media. And so what I really wanted to do is flip that. I wanted to give women equal access to media opportunities, speaking opportunities, board positions, C-suite positions, so that we could turn around those statistics. And literally, you look around any sought-after position, the majority of the time, you're going to find that women are a minority. So I have felt that. I've been locked out of boardrooms and senior positions. I've hit glass ceilings. I've been bullied. I could tell you lots and lots of stories about microaggression and undercutting and backstabbing and all of that. But again, in an abundance mindset, it's not about what's been done to you. It's about what you can do about it. So in my mind, I have taken the step to try to give women access to the kinds of privileges, opportunities, and benefits that they typically are restricted from. So I have challenged that limiting perception that women are not equally represented in the highest echelons of politics, corporate America, venture capital, decision making. And I have started to take action against that to transform my perception of limits for women and to take focused action against those things that I find are inequitable.
And you are doing it. So I know you said in my mind, no, you're doing it. I think to the world, because I've been in rooms where you weren't there. And have you heard of Linda? Have you heard? I'm like, yes, I have. Yes, I have. She's an amazing woman. So I can't say that you're doing it. Everything that you set out to do with your community, you are doing it. And I'm just thankful to be a part. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Brianna.
You're welcome. All right. So our next segment is pretty much one free advice. I feel like a lot of times we go to these seminars, we go to these webinars, we pay thousands and thousands of dollars for coaches, and we kind of miss the mark. Like, why are we here again? So if you could tell us one free advice, something that's actionable for someone that's listening to get started today.
I love that. Find what you love. That's it. Find what you love. In order to have an abundant life, you need to figure out what it is that you love doing. Many times we try to do something that someone else is doing simply because they're successful. The more you align with what you love doing, the more abundance you will attract in your life. And I would say an ancillary to that is simply appreciate what you have. A very simple step to identifying your own personal passion pursuits is to start recognizing what you love in your life right now. Take the time to appreciate what you have in your life that you treasure, that you value. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's a person in your life. Maybe it's your colleagues. Maybe it's a particular skill or gift or talent. Or maybe it's the simple beauty of nature that you get to live in every single day. And once you start really recognizing the abundance in your life, you're going to find that what you need is right there in front of you.
Indeed. All right, Miss Linda, if you can tell everyone that's listening how to stay connected with you, if that's through a website, how to sign up for Leadership Global, etc.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you, Brianna. If anyone's interested in being surrounded with a community of women who will lift you up, who will encourage you, who will deeply invest in you, just simply go to leadhershipglobal.com. That's our website. It's easy to navigate and to learn more about the organization. If you'd like to connect with me personally, find me on LinkedIn. It's easy to find me on LinkedIn. I post way too much. And you are welcome to reach out to me in a direct message. And it would be my pleasure to be able to meet with anyone who wants to go a little bit deeper about creating an abundant life for themselves.
And we'll make sure to have all the links in the show notes, so of course you can click them and support. All right, so we are going to wrap up with our motivational moment. This usually is either a Bible verse or a quote that I've came across, and I share it with the platform. I share my thoughts, and you share your thoughts, and it's a wrap. So today, we are going to do a quote. I didn't see who it was from, but the quote is, "Abundance begins the moment you believe there is more available for you than you've allowed yourself to receive." I'm going to say it again. Oof. Abundance begins the moment you believe there is more available for you than you've allowed yourself to receive. And so for me, when I first saw this quote, I thought about choice. I think a lot of times when it comes to limit thoughts, we put that on ourselves versus what God has for us, that it's way bigger than any type of imagination that we could create for ourselves. And so when it comes to abundance, there's no lid if God is providing you the guidance, giving you the community to support you, all the resources, because at the end of the day, we have it within us. But if we don't act on it, we are going to miss that abundance. So again, it goes back to choice, just choosing it every day that we want more for ourselves. We're going to make sure we pour into others. Others are going to pour into us, and just really surrounding ourselves with like-minded people. And so for you, what are your thoughts on that quote?
Oh my gosh, beautiful. I absolutely love it. And it's very much aligned with our whole conversation today. And I would say that I was really preparing for this talk with you, Brianna, and I found a quote that I thought was beautiful as well. "Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending." Because no matter where you came from, no matter what advantages or disadvantages defined your early life, you may not be able to change that, but you can start today and create an entirely new ending.
I love it. I just want to thank you so much, Miss Linda, for just being out here, sharing your wisdom and resources with us today. Is there anything that you feel like I left that you would like to say before we wrap up today's conversation?
Just thank you. Brianna, you are such a bright light. You shine light into every relationship that you're a part of. I am deeply grateful for the leadership that you offered everyone in Leadership Global. I am grateful for all of the advice and guidance and insight that you provided to the women of Leadership Global, all of the platforms, all the opportunities. You are absolutely one of the most inspirational and motivational leaders that I've met in the last 10 years. And I want to say thank you for that.
That is a true blessing. Thank you so much for that. And I receive it. Thank you again. All right. For everyone that's listening, if you're watching, if you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you so much. And we will see you guys on the next episode. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.